views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, I think you're all going to agree that summer's over, fall is definitely in full swing, and I don't know, it was pretty chilly this morning when I came over to the island. So, good afternoon, Tom Walston, your host, with you every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery. Well, it's Halloween week, and Vashon always has a really good time during Halloween. In fact, you might want to swing by and stop in Friday night. There'll be people here at the station here downtown Vashon, handing out treats for anybody that stops by. So be sure to check it out and, you know, come on down. This is what we say. And check it out. The Monster Mash. I thought that might be appropriate for Halloween week here on Vashon. Hey, we got some interesting shows coming up I want to tell you about in just a minute. But some of you have asked, okay, the show is called Adventures in Recovery. Now, what if I'm not really in what I define as recovery? People tend to think of recovery as weaning off of maybe alcohol or drugs or some mind-altering substance, but that's not necessarily the case. It could be, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. Because when we define recovery, well, here's a working definition of recovery, and it can deal with mental disorders and or substance use disorders. But definition of recovery is a process of change through which individuals improve their health and wellness, live a self-directed life, and strive to reach their full potential. So, that could include areas of health. So, overcoming or managing one's disease or diseases or symptoms, for example, abstaining from the use of alcohol or illicit drugs and non-prescribed medications if one has an addiction problem. And for everyone in recovery, making informed, healthy choices that support physical and emotional well-being. Recovery could be defined at home as making your home a safe and stable place to live. Maybe your recovery is talking about purpose, meaningful daily activities such as a job, school, volunteerism, family caretaking. And remember, when we say family, there's two different forms of family. You can define family as family of origin, brothers, sisters, siblings, moms, dads, blood relatives. And family could also mean family of choice. Who respects you? Who do you feel centered with when you're around those people? How about creative endeavors? Maybe you're trying out some artwork. Maybe you're trying out a new hobby or a new sport. And the independence, income, and resources to participate in society. So how about recovering in community, relationships, and social networks that provide support, friendship, love, and hope? So coming up in the next few weeks, I've got several guests coming in. One we've had on the air before, the very talented Kenny Alton is going to be talking about, well, he's got another grief class coming up, and that is going to be at, well, let's see here. It's going to be at the Women Hold the Key facility on Gorsuch Road, 9822 Southwest Gorsuch Road. So the holidays are coming up, and we're going to help you learn how to travel with grief or deal with grief through the winter holidays. And it doesn't matter what the loss or grief is and what that boulder is in your life that you're dragging around or carrying or pushing in front of you. Winter holidays can be difficult as the boulder can feel even heavier. So go ahead and join us for these sessions, and all genders are welcome. Registration is required, though. So if you want to register, contact Susan Pittiger at 206-818-4232. And I also wanted to mention that the dates for this are going to be starting on November 13th. They're going to be Thursdays. And they're going to be going from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. It's going to be November 13th, November 20th, December 11th, and December 18th. So, what is the story that you want to start telling? And you can hear more about that from Kenny Alton, who is going to be joining us next week on Adventures in Recovery. And so, you know, we all deal with a certain amount of grieving, whether it be grieving a person, the loss of a person, the loss of a pet. How about the loss of maybe income, the loss of a job? Loss shows up in many, many different ways. So Join us every Tuesday at 1:30. And then, if you want to read a fascinating book, I just finished a book all about, you remember Saturday Night Live, you remember Tommy Boy, you remember Beverly Hills Ninja. Well, I'm talking about Chris Farley, who passed several years ago, but his comedy has left us laughing. And it's pretty common knowledge that Chris Farley had a bit of a substance issue, and he left us way before his time. Well, his brother, Tom Farley, it's actually Tom Farley Jr., wrote a book called The Chris Farley Show. And I have the distinct pleasure of being able to interview Tom Farley, and he'll be on one of the up-and-coming shows as well. So stay tuned, and you can archive any one of our past shows and a lot of the shows from Voice of Vashon by just simply uploading our app on your smartphone, voiceofvashon.org. So, you know, check it out and enjoy. Enjoy. Lots to offer here on the island of Vashon. And we hope to have something interesting for you every week here on Adventures in Recovery, especially during Halloween week. We'll be right back.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
One 101.9 Vashon, your listener supported Island Connection. And it is Halloween week here on the island. So swing by the station here on Vashon Highway Friday afternoon, Friday evening between 5 and 7 because we will have some Halloween treats for those that swing by. So whether you're wearing a costume or not, pop in and say hi. Speaking of saying hi, I believe we have Emmy Bell with us. Emmy?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I'm here.
Yay. Emmy's with us with weekly updates of usually all sorts of goings-on with Vashon Youth and Family Services. What do you got for us, Emmy?
Well, you know, what's on my mind is our budget cut-busting fall giving campaign with way too long of a title, but we are cruising along. Our goal is $100,000 by the end of the year, and we now have $24,178 donated by our wonderful community.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're doing pretty good. And the letters are going out this week, so folks should be getting those in their mailbox, their email, so you can donate at that time. We would really love for folks to help support us and make up for these budget cut gaps. Maybe you've seen the Beachcomber ad that's in there right now. Budget cuts are indeed scary, and there's a way for you to do something about it by helping us out and making sure that we can keep delivering services without interruption.
Well, and that's one thing about the people on this island. They have been so incredibly aware of what's going on politically and with the budget cuts and this and that. But you know what? We've always been able to count on the islanders to have our back.
Yep, definitely. And it's showing, we're seeing that right now. So we're forever grateful and very appreciative.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're not worried. We're just getting the word out and we're just trying to buckle down and anticipate further cuts in 2026 and do the best that we can. We're never going to turn anyone away. We're going to figure it out, but we definitely need the support of the community right now.
And when Emmy says when Emmy says we never turn anybody away, the holidays especially are really tough for a lot of people, whether it be in just socializing with other people, depression, because, you know, the holidays are marketed as such a perfect family, warm, jolly, fun, creating really unrealistic expectations. And, you know, not everybody finds it a real cheery time of year, and they need some extra help. And a lot of people reach out, and thank God VYFS is here for that sole purpose, to help people out. Some people might be overindulging over the holidays. We can help you with ways, and that's my department, to help you ways to maybe overcome some of those urges for unhealthy habits. Let's just leave it at that.
Yep, that's true. We're definitely here, and for extra support and coping skills, learn new coping skills, and yes, our doors are always going to be open this holiday season. We don't want to turn anyone away. The Medicaid remittance is less every month, and that comes from, you know, we're going to cover it, but it starts to come from other programming. So we've got our 4.5 programming. I like to count outreach, community outreach, this program. And we want to keep them all going strong, and we need support to make sure we could keep the child care programs, the parenting education, the OASIS community resource navigating, and referrals going strong. So we don't want to deplete from any of those.
Yeah, and we always have seasonal things going on, too, because this past Saturday, it was the pumpkin carving with Dad. So, you know, these are all right. Family-friendly things. And hopefully we're going to have some future grants which will allow more family-friendly, substance-free events. Like the movie series was really successful, thanks to yes. Belinda and Glory and Julie, and especially Emmy. You're our big grant writer. You're bringing the bucks in, girl.
I'm just going to keep it coming, you know? Just
please.
Keeping burning the oil.
Well, you know, that keeps me coming back over to the island because I'm lucky enough to have a job over here.
Yeah. It's also a great agency to work for, I have to say. We employ almost, I think we're at 48 employees right now.
Do you believe it?
No. It's more in the summer for the summer care program, child care programs at Vashon Kids. So that's a lot of folks that we're employing.
No kidding. Yeah. And, you know, that really boggles my mind because I never see three quarters of those folks because a lot of them are either at Family Place or they're doing outreach or people like Emmy yourself are behind the scenes doing very...
Or remote workers too.
Yeah. And our remote workers as well. So, yeah.
Well, you know why that is. We reserve the spaces for counseling offices rather than administrative offices. So every space is used for counseling that we can. So, and there's always a demand for more.
Well, that's good clarity. And yeah. Not to mention all the things that are going on at Family Place. Isn't that where mm-hmm. Is the food bank there now? Or bring me up to date with...
Yeah, they're doing some major construction there right now for the food bank. So if you see a lot of, you know, in the parking lot, if you see that it looks like it's not as approachable as usual, it is open for business. It is open to come in and talk to our resource, OASIS resource navigators are in that side building next to the church. So just enter, you know, park cautionary around that area, but we are definitely open.
And Amy's referring to the Methodist Church right here, kind of kitty corner from the radio station.
That's right. It's right downtown.
Yep.
It's on the bus line. Yep.
Yep.
And if anybody's having trouble getting there, you can call our main office and we'll see if we can get what you need.
Nice. Nice. Well, I know there's some stuff coming up at Orbit Youth Space. Do you know about that or do you want me to just keep going here?
You keep going. I was just going to announce Halloween real quick about this Friday that we're going to be out there, probably right across from you, and handing out candy and hoping that folks will stop by and say hi and maybe tell us, you know, maybe share a story with us how we've impacted, made a positive difference in your life or the lives of someone you know, and maybe how we can better serve you. We'd love to hear from you, so please come by and say hi.
Yeah, share your story because you know what? I'll share my recovery story because I'm only here and alive today because some positive changes I had help with in making in my life. And our stories are so valuable because our stories are what bring hope to other people because we're proof that we can change. And, you know, I'll run into people uptown here that'll pull me aside. It just happened last week. And being in the medical field, so to speak, we've got to be really, really careful about respecting people's privacy and the HIPAA laws. But when somebody pulls me aside and says, you know what, your program is why I'm on this island right now and living. Just because they were able to do a turnaround, and all we do as therapists at VYFS is share tools with you. plant seeds, and you're the folks, you're the people that make the changes. We're just there to be a coach and support you any way that we can. And that includes everybody. We do not discriminate. In fact, coming up this Tuesday, wait a minute, today starts up at Holding Space. It's an organization that's, so if you're disabled and you're a youth, or if you're queer and you're a youth, from 4 to 5 p.m. at Orbit Youth Space, there's a lot of stuff going on for you tonight. The theme is Invisible Disabilities, and it's going to be a mixed media art get-together. And then next Wednesday, on November 5th, Decorate a Query Catcher Journal. That sounds interesting. And then on the 19th, we've got Custom Carabiner Keychains. And then the final one on Tuesday, November 25th, right before Thanksgiving, Disability Culture and History Trivia with Prizes.
Wonderful.
Sounds like fun.
That sounds like Glory and Belinda.
It is definitely Glory and Belinda putting these incredible programs together, and there's never any cost.
Nope.
These have been made valuable through, thank you very much, Emmy, grants. Right?
Well, yes. It's a collaborative effort for sure. It's not, yeah, not just me, but yes.
It takes a village.
That's right. A small one and a large one.
Yes. Good way to put it. Well, so do you have scary plans for Halloween, Emmy?
I don't. I think I'm going to be out tabling this Friday, and I might go to West Seattle and help a friend out who's getting older, and she likes to give out the whole candy bars, and she puts out a whole table on the sidewalk, and she's got stairs to deal with, so I think I'm going to go help her with that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And
yes.
I go on vacation next week, folks, but there will still be shows because we're going to record all those tomorrow. Happy Halloween, everyone. Be safe.
Thanks, Tom.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together kooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum where people come to see them. They really are a scream, the Addams Family. Neat. Sweet. Petite. So put a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family. They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together kooky, the Addams Family. Strange, deranged.